couple of acknowledgments that we would like. I'd like to make some general acknowledgments. Commissioner Fish would like to make some acknowledgments about our outstanding legal team. So I'd like to start by turning the microphone over to Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Today we're going to thank city employees for going above and beyond. And we're going to begin by inviting our city attorney to come forward. Tracy, would you please come forward? And we have some lawyers, paralegals, and support staff to thank. And here's the context, colleagues. For the last 5 years, the city has been a defendant in a case called Anderson versus the City of Portland. And at the heart of that case was a question of whether, under our charter, we could spend ratepayer dollars towards our portion of Superfund expenditures. It was an important issue, and it's a case that's taken a long time to get to trial. The case was tried over the holiday season, which meant a lot of our dedicated employees had to make alternate arrangements in order to represent us. The case was tried to a judge who then recently issued a ruling which was highly favorable to the city and validated what we've known for a long time, which is the city's been scrupulous in allocating general fund and ratepayer dollars towards our share of Superfund. We don't get enough opportunities to thank the folks in the legal department for their great work, and today we want to do that. So, Tracy, if you could introduce us to the team, and we know one person couldn't be here, and then we'll have a chance to make some additional comments.
Absolutely, and thank you very much. With me today is David Landrum, who's one of the two trial attorneys in this case, and then Michelle, Tammy, and Pam, who are the paralegals and the legal assistant who did so much work on this case, which, as Commissioner Fish mentioned, went on in excess of 5 years and, frankly, is still going on. There are some additional remedy phases to address. I also want to mention Terry Thatcher, who prior to his retirement did a ton of work on this case, and most importantly, Karen Moynihan, who was the lead trial attorney on this case and was not able to be here today. And lastly, Louise Warshaw and Eileen Kelly were two other legal assistants who worked on this case a lot and weren't able to be here today.
Mayor, one other comment. Judge Bushong issued his decision the day before the EPA issued its record of decision. And so, and this was 2 weeks ago, and that was a big week for us. We had waited 16 years for a record of decision, which in plain English is the roadmap forward for the cleanup. But the Anderson case had been in the pipeline for a long time. And so it was extremely important to get a definitive court ruling on our right to continue to use ratepayer dollars towards our ratepayer share of Superfund, just as it was critically important that the Environmental Protection Agency put down its plan. And I know personally how disruptive this case has been to our team, particularly over the holiday season. And I'm very pleased today that we have a chance to say thank you for a job well done.
Absolutely. Thank you.
May I make a comment? We want a big one here. Commissioner Fish, thank you so much for all your work over the past 5 years. I'm often glad that there's an attorney on the council, and this one is perhaps the one I'm most glad about, that you were very careful every step of the way and worked with our amazing team. So thank you to everybody. I really appreciate it.
I have to echo what Joe just said. If you're going to win one, if you're going to win one, it's good to win the big ones. So congratulations on that. Congratulations to you, Commissioner Fish.
Thanks to our crack team. Thank you.
I would also, at this time, like to make some acknowledgments for Portland City employees and others who really went beyond the call of duty over the course of the last 2 weeks. I think you've all noticed even the Weather Channel is starting to feel a little bit sorry for Portland, Oregon. We really did get hammered by this weather. I want to thank my fellow commissioners in particular for being very responsive in opening up the Portland building to people who lived on the streets and needed a warm, dry, and safe place to be. I want to thank the Fire Bureau and the Portland Bureau of Transportation, the transportation crews. Commissioner Saltzman, I know you worked tirelessly on this. Chief Mike Myers, Leah Treat from the Bureau of Transportation. The crews were out there 24/7, day after day after day. And I believe all of us in this community owe you and them a debt of gratitude. The Portland Police Bureau and Chief Mike Marshman, Obviously, the police and the fire worked overtime. They actually put extra capacity in place to go out and bring people who looked like they were in distress to the shelters. The fire bureau secured two vans that did nothing 24/7 except driving around, picking people up, moving supplies, moving shelter workers around. I really want to thank all of the first responders in this community for the outstanding work that they did. The facilities department doesn't often get the credit that they deserve, or OMF. Most people don't even know what OMF is. Their efforts were critical in keeping the Portland building operational. The Bureau of Emergency Communications, Director Lisa Turley, Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your efforts. That's a bureau that we know they have a lot on their plate on a typical day. Over the last several weeks, they've had anything but typical days. They've risen to the occasion. The Bureau of Emergency Management, under the directorship of Carmen Merlo, has done a great job. Commissioner Fish, BES, Bureau of Environmental Services, the Water Bureau, Director Mike Jordan, Director Mike Stewer, all rose to the occasion, worked hard. They're still out there cleaning storm drains and making sure that our city stays dry. The Parks Commissioner Fritz, Director Abate, for their work in opening up Mount Scott and the Charles Jordan Community Centers. That was obviously extremely helpful. I want to acknowledge our colleagues on the other side of the river, Chair Deborah Cafori, the Board of County Commissioners, and the Joint Office for Homeless Services have just done a fantastic job. All the volunteers who took shifts at the Portland building, the East County building, or other shelters across the city, and all Portlanders, and this one is probably the most important, just ordinary Portlanders who took the time to check on their neighbors, to ask the people that they found on the streets if they were doing all right, and making sure that they got the help they needed. All the people who brought supplies to the shelters, TPI and George Devendorf, they stepped up. And, of course, we know a lot of people spent a lot of time shoveling this week, and we're probably not done. It's still mid-January. I want to acknowledge the hard work of people who have done those things. So thank you to this community. I think you demonstrated that we are a resilient community and that we are a resilient government, and we're willing to work super hard to make sure, and particularly that the most vulnerable amongst us are not forgotten. Thank you.
May I just add to that? I think we're all very grateful for everything that folks have been doing. I had a volunteer put together an app, which is now posted on the front page of my website, to tell people in the community where you could take stuff to and where you could volunteer. I do also want to recognize the urban forestry staff in parks. They have, with all the trees that came down, amazing work that they've been putting in for the last 2 weeks. And also, I think maybe one of the most heartwarming ones, in the first days of the storm, we were trying to have a parks budget meeting, and Scotty Fairchild, who is one of our maintenance staff, Laborers 483, came up to me and said, "Commissioner, I'm sorry that I can't stay for the budget meeting. I'm going to go out to the parks because we know where people have been hiding, and we need to go tell them how they can get to shelter." And it was just a miserable night. But that's the kind of extra effort that you just talked about, Mayor, and we do very much appreciate it.
Mayor, can I make a comment as
well? Please.
Just a public service announcement with respect to storm drains. The three biggest problems we have in a big storm at the Bureau of Environmental Services is clogged storm drains, which leads to flooding, the electrical shortages, which prevent pumps from working, and then the flow increase, which overwhelms our Columbia wastewater facility. And the one place where we ask our fellow citizens to help us is to keep storm drains clear. So if you have a storm drain in your neighborhood that's blocked by debris or ice, please help us keep it clear, because that's how we avoid flooding. And also, Mayor, the only person you left out on your list is you. And as someone that was homebound for a couple of days with a school-aged child, it was not lost on me that you were a very public face of our city during this crisis. So thank you for the leadership, the strong leadership that you brought during the management of this emergency.
Thank you.
I'd like to add a couple with an apology to Commissioner Fish. I think we forgot a couple people. I'd like to especially thank Mark Jolin, the initiative director at Home for Everyone, who's actually been working shifts in the middle of the night at our shelters and working through an illness himself. And I'd also like to acknowledge Kip Silverman, who's my senior technology advisor for developing and rolling out an emergency shelter app in one day in conjunction with emergency services and technology services in 211. Our office saw a real problem with the advocates and the public having access to timely information about shelters around the city. So thank you, Kip, and everyone that worked on that.
Thank you, Commissioner. Great. Thank you, everybody. We are